Hello, good morning. Well, it's morning here anyway, and I'm just sort of getting ready for the day. And I've been thinking about Minecraft and the IK Prize at Tate Britain, which I've been shortlisted for. And I've been talking to some people as well on Twitter, and we've been talking about it. And obviously, I've been interviewed about this as well on the newspapers. And you know, a lot of adults, let's say. A lot of grown-ups are like, but what is Minecraft? And people are kind of puzzled about, why use a video game? And why use a video game like Minecraft to create an engaging environment within Tate Britain, or within anywhere, really? Because it's not just Tate that I'm using Minecraft in. I'm using Minecraft in builds about the environment. I'm using Minecraft in, obviously, other heritage projects. And also investigating kind of medical stuff as well. And the reason is, the reason is the way I treat Minecraft and what I believe Minecraft is. And I think Minecraft for me is it's more of a platform. It's more of a puzzle, if you like, a kind of creative puzzle. And therefore it's a medium. So me, my artistic sensibilities, my artistic kind of urges, wants and needs are concerned with a process of engaging with a medium, whether that being painting, whether that being drawing, whether it be mark making. This one is Minecraft. Now, Minecraft, I think, is a medium into itself, because it allows me to be creative. It allows me to put things together in very interesting and engaging ways. And it allows me to create amazing things. And I can do that in collaboration with other people globally. So we might use something like Twitter, we might use other kind of social media devices, but essentially what we can do is we can come into a world, we can set up a world very quickly, and we have a click of a button, we set up a server, and we all jump in onto that server and have a look at something, okay, where we're in that three-dimensional space, and we can move around something, we can make suggestions, we can play with these tools that we've got in front of us. And Minecraft does offer us a lot of tools. It's a kind of, virtual electronics, virtual kind of maths, with sculptural forms and the ability to create games and engaging content. An engaging concept that, I've done website design, I've done kind of different things like this, I've done other video games, but Minecraft offers something which, it's just is so in depth and so creative. And the creativity isn't about it's more about problems that it throws up, but they're very solvable, and there's many ways to kind of crack the nut, if you like. And during that process of cracking the nut, you get to meet a community of other people who are also kind of solving these problems. So you can take people's ideas, you can share your ideas, and you can give back to the community at the same time of kind of, taking some of these ideas and pushing them forward. For example, I'm developing a spelling game at the moment, again using kind of ideas that have started to exist within the community. And then there's the development of Minecraft itself. Minecraft, it seems, is on a never-ending development cycle. Okay, there seems to be new versions of it coming out all the time. And when new versions come out of Minecraft, we're always gobsmacked and think, well, now I can do this. Now, I've always wanted to be able to do that. My little example is I wanted to put picture frames on a wall and be able to swap them about and kind of create a picture puzzle, as you would, as kind of you find in toy shops and stuff, quite an old kind of game. Currently, we can't do that with the kind of plugging kind of electronics, because we can't track pictures in frames. However, it does seem, very, very recently that this might be changing, and it means that I can do this stuff now. So, for that reason alone, it's a cracking place to work in, and I do consider it to be work, and it takes up time and energy, and for that I kind of can make things for a larger community, not only kind of organisations, but also for friends and colleagues.